I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Big news for Mr. Baseball and the rest of you diehards out there.
Oh, no.
With game one of the ALCS looming, I will give you that big news in just a moment. You can win tickets to see the Red Sox and Houston in game one of the ALCS if you are listening to this show tomorrow morning during the 7 a.m. hour.
Woohoo!
That's the big Red Sox news. 7 a.m. hour tomorrow, we will give you tickets for game one at Fenway. And you can listen to win tickets for game two so you can watch David Price implode in person. If you're listening during the Maddie and Nick show during the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. You going to either of those games, Mr. Baseball?
No. I will enjoy those from the Shoe Family Luxury Suite. No lines ever for food or bathroom.
Right.
Very comfortable couch.
Reasonably priced beer.
Yeah,
that's very reasonably priced beer.
Uh-huh.
Always a great selection. Yeah.
Why don't you just take Greg's ticket? He'll just waste it.
I know. Can you just hand it off to me after after like 1.5 innings?
You just sneak him into the park. Don't you know somebody?
Are you nervous about David Price in game two?
Yeah, I am nervous about David Price in game two. He should be starting four. He should have Eovaldi in there and then Porcello and then Price.
But don't you think that he has a chance of being better if he's pitching a game at Fenway? Than if he's pitching a game in Houston?
It's the whole postseason thing. Now, granted, the Yankees get into his head. And according to Alex Cora, he's done pretty well against Houston this season.
Yeah.
But it's the whole postseason pressure thing. I just don't think he can handle it. But you know what? Look, Cora's made some questionable decisions, and he's done pretty well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I get that sick feeling in my stomach. He should be starting four.
They ought to take the fortnight away, is what they ought to do.
I hope they did that in April.
The
carpal tunnel's not because of the video games, I swear.
Weren't we talking last week about the Vancouver Canucks banning Fortnite when it comes to their players?
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart move.
It's like going ziplining during the offseason. Just stop it. Stop doing that. You have a game to play, there are people counting on you.
Well,
cut it out.
Maybe it's just the Yankees, and maybe he'll rally. Maybe we can hope that happens. But
as a real Red Sox fan, I have nothing but pessimism.
Game one tickets tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour on this show. And update on LB. If you're just tuning in. But you listen, you know that LB left the show Monday not feeling well, and tried to come back to work yesterday but was not feeling well and went to the hospital, and we've now found out that he had a surgical procedure and that he is resting. And I got a text message earlier from somebody who works on the floor at the hospital where LB is, and they said he has requested 7 sponge baths.
In his time there.
HIPAA
violation?
They said no, it wasn't, because they just said that he was that they work on that floor and he seems to be doing well.
Good, thank
joking,
God.
Joking with the staff.
Yeah, because he's probably high as a kite.
He's probably sharing some stories from his Bruins days with the staff over at the hospital.
The charge nurse is like, my shift ended 3 hours ago. Can you just? This is why we want patient limits.
all right. We'll keep you up to date on that, though.
So the Big E has wrapped up for the season, but there's still some lingering concern about the treatment of the animals there. Do you ever go to the Big E, Greg?
No.
To eat your way across the fair, like Hillary Clinton did?
I hear it's fantastic, though.
You got to get the 2-pound baked potato.
Have you been there?
I've been to the Big E a few times.
You have?
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people go. I don't like to leave the general east of 128 area if I don't have to.
That's Springfield and New York.
Come on now.
But if you can get out there, I gather that it's pretty good.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, a few videos have circulated online of some of the animals that are used in the attractions there. One of which is the elephant, or one of the three elephants that gives rides all day. One of the elephants in one video was seen limping. There was another video that came out this year of a camel that was struggling to try to stand, and the handler was kind of jerking the reins all over the place trying to get the camel up, but it just couldn't stand up. So a couple of petitions have been circulating online to end wild animal acts here in Massachusetts. Now, Channel 4's I-Team did an investigation. They spoke with Tim Comerford, who owns the Henning Zoo part of the Big E, and he actually talks about some of the animals and the welfare thereof, specifically the elephants.
You can all look at a picture and not get the picture. The MSPCA did come out, and they told us all our animals are very fine, healthy. Our elephants have given rides for many years, and we have three of the most healthy elephants that you could see.
I've ridden one of Mr. Comerford's elephants.
Excuse me?
I know you don't like that, Danielle.
I think I saw a movie called that once. Wait a minute. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You rode an elephant?
Well, aside from the Big E, they have the Comerford's Kids Fair, and that goes to like the DCU Center. And my daughter was very young.
Were you
young.
There by yourself? Oh,
yes,
you had a child?
Sorry, I was there by
myself. You had a child with
any
you?
Any of the kids want to ride the elephant with me? it was. I loved it. Obviously, Danielle, the elephant doesn't want to do that.
Right.
How do you know?
But I had a good time. I don't know. Seemed pretty fine to me.
Stop it.
How do you know the elephant doesn't?
They don't want to walk around all day on pavement.
What else are they going to do?
Be out in the wild in Africa or where they live.
Maybe the elephant enjoyed.
Stop it.
Being ridden by Mark Hsu.
Stop with your top of the food chain attitude, sir.
It's not a top of the food chain attitude. Wait, did you get all the family on there? Like,
yeah, my wife and my kid.
Like you're some kind of.
It was awesome.
You know, some kind of like a Burmese family of adventurers or something.
Exactly what it felt like, Greg. I was in the Jungle Book.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Okay, Mowgli.
I understand. I understand your feeling. They don't want to do that. They want to be out in the open. But I'll tell you, it was a good time. And when an elephant poops,
woo,
boy, that's an event.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does the elephant, like, do you have to, like, kind of tap it to get it to go? Or does the guy do
the... Yeah, the guy kind of taps
Mr.
it.
Does Mr. Comerford do that?
The elephant wrangler taps it. And you kind of go around in a circle real slow, and you're sitting... You kind of have this huge saddle up there that can fit, like, four people.
So are you against animals being at any kind of fair, anywhere?
I don't mind petting zoos, but when you're talking about making them do work like giving rides all day and like stuff like that, that's where I draw the line.
And you don't like zoos either, right?
Mm-hmm.
You only like petting zoos.
Zoos are tough for petting zoos for animals that are here normally, native to our habitat. I'm cool with that. There are a lot of zoos because last time we had this debate, people texted in a lot of very valid points about how, you know, they do help with the preservation of some species that might be endangered or about to be extinct. And I completely understand that. I don't love taking an animal out of its natural habitat and putting it in a cage or, you know, subjecting it to, you know, what we want as humans because we're humans and we're cognizant, you know, or something like that.
Dad joke?
Go ahead.
Do you want one?
I will never say no to a dad joke, Daddy.
What do you do with an elephant with three balls?
What?
Walk him and pitch to the rhino.
Very good, Greg.
And it's baseball. I mean,
that's
topical.
A little league joke.
It's topical because of baseball.
Yes. Very good. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I don't know that they should do... People don't like workhorses. What's that all about, Danielle? What? Free the horses. Free the workhorses. Somebody is texting in.
If you're using something that's designed, I don't think an elephant's not really designed to carry at a fair. I guess maybe you could argue that a horse is not designed to carry heavy loads either. You know, the problem is when it goes beyond what is comfortable and safe for the animal. You know, if you're putting limits on the amount of time that they were doing it, giving them appropriate rest and breaks, fine. Mm-hmm. But when it's just a constant, listen, we got to go because we got a line of kids going and you got to stand up and do this. And, you know, the animal's obviously exhausted. You know, it's like the carriage horses in New York City. They're pulling the carriage, the hansom cabs, they're pulling them around. And, you know, how many times have you seen a video online where one of these things just collapses from sheer exhaustion and they can't get up because they just work them to death?
Here's a text that says, what does Danielle think about the animals at King Richard's Fair?
I haven't been. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Probably the same kind of thing.
Well, they're jousting. Yeah, they're used for jousting.
Does Danielle, 617 text, does Danielle think we as Americans should not ride horses? Well, yes, she does.
No, I don't think you should not ride horses, but, you know, if you're going to do it, don't, like, put six people on the back of the horse and ride it for 15 hours.
Here's a text saying, yes, Danielle, the elephant would much prefer being taken down by a wild pack of jackals.
Yeah, ridiculous argument.
Than having a kid
for its whole life. Elephants live for a long time, dude. You think they really want to be chained up in servitude for your enjoyment at the circus? Get out of here. Can we not? Is it so hard to friggin' have a little compassion for animals?
Jeez.
I don't know. How's that steak treating you over there?
Everybody comes up with the all or nothing thing. Oh, but this, how about that? It's like you can take small steps to improve, you know, these situations for animals.
Okay. All right. It is 9:15. And today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Today's weather, it's going to rain. Here in Boston, it's going to rain later. It may be raining where you are now. If you're north and west of the city, rain heavy at times, and the temperature will be 75 for a high today. The news this hour is brought to you by
the CWCB Expo. The marijuana business is booming in Boston. Help grow the billion-dollar industry at the CWCB Expo at the Heinz Convention Center. Visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car for cars to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is? Call today 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com.
The 781 texter says, if you're not a vegan, you are being hypocritical.
I very rarely eat meat products these days.
Really?
It's very limited.
Yeah.
I try to source it from places that I know are not factory farms, like to try to do it, you know, locally. Again, people love to come back with, oh, you're a hypocrite. You can want to try to improve. You don't have to go all or nothing with everything. You can want to try to improve the lives of animals regardless. So just because someone eats a steak once in a while doesn't mean that they can't say, hey, I don't want this elephant to be ridden for 14 hours a day at a fair. You don't have to go all or nothing. You can take small steps.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the plastic straw ban. People are like, well, how about this? We're just going to pour hot coffee into our hands.
Who are you impersonating? Yeah.
No, not you. But, you know, people always like to come. Well, if you don't do this, then you're a hypocrite. If you don't do that, you know.
Well,
I think I do enough for the animal kingdom to prove that, you know. I take squirrels that are 24 hours old and feed them and nurse them so they can go back out. If they become a food source for a hawk, circle of life. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, sometimes some of these things get a little ridiculous. You know, it's like the people complaining about the animals at the Big E get in their car and then they go get beef teriyaki on the stick at the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Chinese! Oh, great. Now I have to have Chinese food for lunch. Crab rangoons and steak teriyakis and boneless spare ribs.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
Here's somebody who says, aren't you taking the squirrels out of their natural habitat when you have them living at your home?
I don't keep them. I rehab them and then put them back into their natural habitat so that they can do what they do, whether it be forgetting where the acorns are to help with reforestation, or being a food source for another animal. Because the whole theory is when you kill one animal, you really kill two. So if you were to just see an injured squirrel and say, screw it, let's kill it, you're potentially removing a food source for another animal and possibly creating a void there.
Do you want do you want the country to be overrun by squirrels?
No.
I mean, isn't
But I'm not. If so, I mean, I don't just go into the forest and trap squirrels in a pillowcase and bring them home with me and say, ha ha ha, let's play Snow White. People contact me, or they'll drop an injured animal off at my vet, or, you know, with animal control, and then I'll get a call to rehab them. So it's because it was one time someone I had taken in a squirrel ages ago where it was like there was a hawk. I was injured and there was a hawk that was trying to get it. People were like, oh, so you basically made the hawk starve. I'm like, I'm not the one that picked up the squirrel. Someone else did and brought it to my vet. So I rehabbed it and then it got released back out into the wild. If anything, the hawk got a bigger meal.
Here's a 774 text. Ear moth challenge. Find the song that relates to elephants. Which I could do, but I don't have
really?
Time. Yeah, I
you could do anything, huh?
I could.
That's impressive.
I could play Mrs. Potter's Lullaby by the Counting Bros, which mentions the elephants getting out and forgetting to remember their name.
Have to be counting.
But Bros? I don't. But I don't have. But
okay.
I don't have time because we have to. Did you just say thank God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take those words back. Take that back,
please.
Take that. Adam Duritz.
Adam Duritz has a voice like a hurt squirrel.
He may be listening right now, and he's already.
I hope he is.
He's already somewhat down. Because he's down
and
every
has
day.
Been for 25
and
years.
He might hear that and be mm-hmm. very upset.
Yeah,
and forget
good.
To remember his
to
name.
Put his hair weave in.
To remember. All right, what do you want to talk about news wise, Danielle?
Since we were just talking about meat, I wanted to mention what's going on up with our neighbors to the north in Raymond, New Hampshire. The Tuckaway Tavern was robbed recently. Someone broke in and stole $25,000 in cash and coins, and the owner of the restaurant is now running a tip-off for tips promo, basically saying that if you have information leading to the capture, arrest, and conviction of the criminal, you will get free steak tips for the duration of their jail sentence.
What?
I'm out of here.
Oh, that's
not
fantastic.
Bad.
I'm looking for this guy right now.
Free steak tips for the entire time that the thief is in jail?
Yeah, and a bag of cash, $2,000.
Oh, that's great.
Miller is the manager at the Tuckaway Tavern.
Okay. It looks like he took a crowbar to the door. We want this person to, to know that he hit the wrong place. We're just hoping that the community comes together and can help find this person that did this to us. So, you know, if it's five to 10 year sentence, then that's what Paul's going to do.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So not bad.
Can you turn the cash away and just take the tips? I'll take another year of steak tips
instead of
the 2,000 cash.
Extra.
Yeah. 10
get
years.
Get some sides.
I know. 10 years
of free steak tips.
10 years of free steak tips.
Yeah. You know what? There's a great how creepy is it, and it is a local one.
And now
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
I know you think you're some sort of smooth talking ladies man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Imagine this. Well, Greg, it might be hard for you, but there you are at Market Basket in the produce section, shopping for vegetables. When all of a sudden, a woman on a scooter rides up next to you and tells you that the big guy standing next to you is trying to take pictures up your dress.
What?
What do you do?
Oh, that is creepy.
Allegedly happened in Brockton. A man has been arrested, 37-year-old Fabian Castaneda. He was reportedly standing very close to a woman in the store when another shopper alerted her that he was trying to take pictures and upskirt her. An employee was alerted. They called police. And they were able to go back and check the surveillance video, which did, in fact, show this man leaning over, taking his cell phone and putting it under the woman's dress. Now, when police checked his phone, they didn't find any pictures of the victim. However, they do believe he had enough time to delete the images after the woman was alerted.
Mm-hmm.
We have reaction from one Market Basket customer.
That's horrible. That's terrible. It's disgusting. Why do people do stuff like that?
Good times. I can't even believe it. This guy came up behind me, and he was upskirting me, taking pictures of my panties underneath. I had my bloomers on.
Aunt Kathy doesn't get upskirted a lot, does she?
Well, you'd have to get pretty far down on the floor to get onto this thing. I'm wearing the maxi skirts. you know, bump you right out of the way, you might get a concussion. The Conservation Commission in Revere has issued a cease and desist to the Revere DCR because evidently they're burying washed up dead sea animals on Revere Beach.
Yes.
And it's creating quite a stink. Okay. When that whale washed up back at the end of September, there was a recommendation made to bury the whale where it was. Nick Mollison, who's the chairman of the Conservation Commission, said just bury it right there. So they buried it 15 feet down. But apparently they had that big thing where all those thousands of clams washed up. Now it's causing a massive smell problem. Residents in Revere are pretty upset about it. So now they're engaging in this whole thing where they're saying we're no longer going to bury anything under the beach. Joe Stella is a Revere resident and is not happy about it.
Have I noticed it? I've been here all summer long. It stinks. I actually think they should exhume that whale and get it out of here.
Another public works project. You know, putting people to work. Start digging. Dig down until you hit the whale.
Oh,
disgusting. God. Yeah, that is gross.
Yeah.
All right, what else is in the news?
Pop star Selena Gomez has admitted herself to a psychiatric facility to get some treatment for anxiety and depression, according to a report by TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
She was admitted to a hospital in Southern California twice last week because she had a low white blood cell count. She tried to leave the second time and reportedly had an alleged mental breakdown when the doctors told her that she couldn't leave. She's now believed to be at the same facility in New York City where she was treated for anxiety and depression earlier this year. So hopefully she gets the help she needs and is feeling better.
All right. Well, was she was with Bieber or something? Was she the one who was with Bieber?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Thoughts and prayers to her after she suffered her emotional breakdown.
Her emotional breakdown.
Emotional breakdown.
I'm sure that... Hopefully they'll...
Stone songs ever, and I love it.
You do?
That part in the middle was like, I'll be your knight and shining armor.
Humming to your emotional rescue.
Yes.
Pretty good song, though. See, somebody doesn't even know that's the Stones. They said, that artist sounds like Shu.
What? Well, that sounds like me? Thank you.
All right, it is 9:27 here on the Hillman Morning Show. It is 9:37, and I am getting word that LB will join us from his hospital bed in a moment.
Oh, that should be good.
Which is great news. So we're gonna be able to check in with LB, get an update on his medical condition in just a moment. Today's weather, it's going to rain for most of the day today. Temperature is going to get up to 75 for a high. So LB left mid-show on Monday feeling ill or 7 a.m. or so, and then tried to come back yesterday, as we mentioned, and he is now, I think, joining us from the hospital. LB.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Well, it's been a wild ride over here. St. Elizabeth, for sure. So I explained the story to you about, you know, my bleeding piece.
I didn't share that
Danielle
yesterday.
Danielle didn't share that, but you.
So I get up for my morning pee at 4 o'clock, and I go to pee, and literally, sometimes you have blood in your urine, and, you know, it happens. This was just straight blood.
Yeah.
So it got kind of freaky because then I was thinking about my heart in 2012. And so I was going to race to the station, do the show, then come over to St. Elizabeth's and, you know, get checked out. So as it was, we did that. We get over here. I had set up an appointment already to have my heart tested. They were going to test to see how strong it was because they seemed to think one valve was too small. Then we did some other stuff, blood pressure. We did all the, you know, everything, you know, Hep C. I don't have the diabetes. So we tested for your gallbladder, your liver. The liver passes again.
What?
My list. I got to take that guy out more.
So your liver passed. So what, then what did they determine?
Well, so then they did an EKG, and they were doing the EKG, and one of the guys here were reading the EKG, and some guy, James, comes over, and he says, you know, you're going to need heart surgery. And me and my partners, the company's called SVT, we have a new way to make your heart stronger. And we'd love for you to do it, you know, on us. And so it was a no-brainer, you know. I'm like, I'm not having a scar in the middle of my chest. So so we had this. You Google it. It's SVT. It's the coolest thing on the planet. They take a guiding, you know. I don't want to rumble. It was a life-changing experience.
Yeah, and are they saying you? So you're doing well.
Hildog. I know we don't have a lot of time. So
no, we have LB. We have plenty of time, and there's been. You would love to see the text messages from everybody who's concerned about you. So,
I appreciate it. I get some texts from a couple of my friends. But, what happened was, you know, I gained 100 years on my heart. You know, went from being a 350 year old to 185 year old shredded dude type. I walked in downstairs yesterday. I don't even know what day it is, but when I showed up because of the nut thing, I walked into St. Louis. Can you believe this, Hillman? Because you played sports and you know you get rolling, you get sweating. So yeah. You know you guys you used to make fun of me because I used to sweat in the studio all the time.
Yes, yes.
My average walking heart rate was 180.
What?
And what's it supposed to be?
Like 60?
Oh, like 60. Wow.
Or like 80? 100,
maybe? But the point I'm making is I walked into this building yesterday morning. I sat down, thought about it, and I'm like, what are you doing? You got the latest, greatest technology and, you know, reviving a heart, and basically, I came in at 192 before I did the surgery. They weighed me directly after the surgery. I was 170.
Wow. How's the food? I have to know how the food is at the hospital. Do they have you on any kind of a restricted diet, or what's the deal over there?
Well, I wasn't really up for eating a lot.
Yeah.
Well, there were so many needles and pokes. You yesterday morning for the heart thing, you know, you got pokes for what else do I have? Every time you see somebody, you got to fill out the form. Yeah, they take some blood, and so I'm about 140.
There's a lot of nurses, I'm sure, who are tired of you asking for the sponge baths. We've been getting text messages from them all morning.
You know, the last few times I've been here, the nurses didn't like me. And then after the first little bit here, in the morning doing a test, they were like, "Wow, hell, you know, things have changed." Huh? And I was like, "Well, you know, I'm trying to make a."
And LB, correction, you said earlier that I played sports. I was present.
I was on the ice with him.
I was present on the bench during some basketball games. That's really the extent of it. And I peed my uniform in Little League. So I just want to clarify.
David Price did that at Yankee Stadium.
Now,
yeah, but I have another incredible story that relates to another story earlier that people love so much.
Yes.
And this one tops it by 1,000.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. tune in Monday.
Oh, okay.
Greg Hill School of Teases.
Oh, that was a tease. All right. So are you?
I thought I milked the heart, so I would tune in Monday.
So do you have other things that have to be done, or are you gonna? When are you gonna?
Yeah, I've got tons of follow-ups, and all that good stuff, and it was basically you know how doctors are, get to the gym, yeah. Cut your drinking back,
yeah,
gotcha. those two chestnuts.
By cutting your drinking back, what would it be? Like, limit yourself to a 30? You could get that new 77 pack from us. Well,
you know what's really funny, though, man? Because I was thinking of the 77 pack every time. Because I want to know if every nurse asks every person that question. You know? Are you a big drinker? like there's a 67-year-old grandma. That, are you a big drinker?
I don't think they do.
but I get it because people, work over here, listen to us, and then, I drink a bottle of Crown. I mean, all day, every day, just the same thing. The waffles.
That's right. Can people send things over there, like a bundt cake or something? Like, what is the, can we, how long are you going to be in St. Elizabeth's?
I'm checking out today, but I'm going to go home, I'm going to do nothing. I'm supposed to be off my feet, for 3 or 4 days. So I expect myself to be there Monday and get back with the family. But because the surgery is, you're not knocked out and you don't get your chest cut. Go online. It is simply, you won't believe it's true.
Yeah.
And what they do, they go in your leg like they do the catheter thing.
Yeah.
But they do two. One is a grinder and one is a seeker. And they literally go in. They go in. So there's a. Let's say you had a bat. So what? There's a piece of the heart, that, it spins slowly to make the heart work faster, and sometimes when people get, this happens tons of times. It gets crazy and believes it's better than the heart and starts spinning, boom, heart attack. Mm-hmm. So this. SVT machine, these two things go in, and they're like a submarine. But they're trying to find a 100 millionth cell. And they go around, and they're searching, and then they find it, and then they circle it, and it escapes. It's amazing. Go check it out. So you just Google it.
I have... I have, I believe, an ear moth for you, LB, so... you're basically like Steve Austin, the Million Dollar Man.
Yes.
Yeah, but minus the really good parts. I get he survived, but he could run 60 miles an hour.
Yes, he could. Yes, and you think now, with the way medical costs of healthcare costs have skyrocketed, he would be the billion-dollar man. He wouldn't be the $6 million man.
With
he'd
a
be
huge
the six,
deductible.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I'm so happy right now. I miss you guys so much. I have one question.
Yes.
Was Danielle floating off mass on one day against 10 days?
What did he say?
Well, he's basically saying, were you, aggressively mocking his illness?
No.
I think day one you were.
I didn't reveal that you showed me your piece as proof it was bleeding on the way out of the building.
What?
Give me a little credit.
What? Wait a second. He showed you his what?
Proof. Too much information.
Good side rail. Good side rail, Danielle.
Who shows somebody if they have an...
Welcome, bleeding. If they, all right, bud, get in the
if
car.
If they have an issue with that thing, you don't show it to your coworkers, for crying.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're in the hospital with a serious hurts of the issue, I don't know, 30, 40 nurses, you know, touching your junk, shaving your junk.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Now, somebody says, here's a 781 text. It says, this literally explains why LB has been so hostile and argumentative the past few months.
It's great that you put that up. That is true. And the other thing Dr. Tan said to me was that, what was I looking at? See, but you got me off my thought course. What was the other thing he said?
Being forgetful or like not
no,
able to?
No. It was along the same lines. What did that guy just say?
He said that it explains why you've been argumentative. Was it about the seeing things?
Now you reminded me. The other thing he said was that I just lost it. Damn.
Remember when you saw the lady with the blue hair? You were having, what do they call those?
Being forgetful. Hold on. Being forgetful.
Hallucinations?
Yeah. Hallucinations? Hallucinations?
That was Shu that saw that woman.
No.
What happened to me? What happened to me last week? Because he said that's what causes that. Then it might be forgetfulness.
Blackout, diarrhea, dehydration, overdrinking, overeating.
Get a light before you start ripping me. I've already, again.
Guy, I've been defending you for 2 days. Eat it.
Listen, you're sitting at home. You're sitting at home with every cat in the neighborhood.
Don't get your heart rate up. Just ignore her. Don't get the heart. Don't get going over there.
Anyway, when your heart rate's down, there was another reason that when your heart rate's up.
Memory loss? Is it memory loss?
No, it's not.
You can't remember.
I just have memory loss. Head surgery and such.
Yeah.
Luminosity.
Well, listen, we're glad that you checked in. We're glad you're doing better. We're glad that you went through this procedure with the heart. And we will, don't rush yourself back, but when you're ready to come back, it's Monday, whatever, next Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever you feel better. All right, buddy.
Yeah, you got that, kid. Thanks so much, and I love you too, Theodore.
I love you too, buddy.
And then,
if you need anything,
my roommate over there. I miss you, buddy. You're the best.
I miss you too, bud. Get well. Take it slow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to get home without killing myself.
Chu offered to, when you go to Buffs, he will eat the buffalo wings for
your portion.
He'll eat your portion from this point forward.
I already had a meeting from the diabetes people diet.
Oh yeah. They're gonna give you the diet.
Oh dude, they were rolling into my room like Division I college coaches, best quarterback in school.
LB, a texter says the thing that you're trying to remember is. Did the doctor say that the heart thing could have caused the collapse at the golf tournament?
Yes, the collapse Monday. That's exactly what he said.
Okay,
so it was the collapse at the golf tournament. So yeah.
Jeez.
All right. What do you do? Do you pick the do not resuscitate or do you want the resuscitate? I never know what to do when you're having surgery at the hospital.
DNR.
What do you have? Are you on the resuscitate or the do not resuscitate?
Yeah, do not.
Do not. Mm-hmm.
There's an 8x10. I'm like the stay away 8x10.
Yes. All right, buddy. Well, we'll hear from you. We'll hear from you soon. All right.
Everybody have a great weekend and full life.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, relax. Buddy, we love you.
There he is. There's LB checking in from St. Elizabeth's.
Yes.
where he said,
there's nothing I can do.
Total collapse of the heart. Eclipse of the heart. Total eclipse.
I wish we could play the Dan Band version. That is a far superior version.
We're up against the clock, but the Dan Band, I agree with you.
Do we have the edited version of that?
Of the Dan Band? We used to.
I need you now tonight.
I don't know if we do or not. All right. Well, that's good to hear that LB is on the mend.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe the new heart. Well, what did he say? He has the heart of an 18-year-old, or he used to have the heart of a 350-year-old, and now he has that.
A 53-and-a-half-year-old.
I mean, I think he's gonna go for a total lifestyle change, right?
Did he say that last time he was at St. Elizabeth's with a heart issue?
Yeah. Yes, I think.
Seven or eight years ago when we made him go?
Yes, so we did. And then he was angry that we made him go.
Yeah, he was pissed. Yeah. He still brings it up.
Yes.
And how does he get mad at me for trying to fill in what he was trying to remember about last week? You make a joke about memory loss and it's fine. How dare he?
I don't.
I'm sending him some fried chicken.
I don't know. All right.
Gout and heart collapse.
Oh, stop.
Just kidding. I love
it. Here's somebody who knew an ultra-cheap guy who used to dine at hospitals.
Greg doesn't eat at hospitals.
I had a friend who lived across the street from a hospital in Richmond, Virginia, and every now and then he put on his robe and slippers and go into the cafeteria.
You're kidding
me. And get something to eat. Nobody talked to him.
Nobody questioned him. Nobody said anything?
Nope.
All right, we're out of here. You're going to get a text code word next, and the WAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock commercial-free. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Red Sox playoff tickets for Game 1. We're giving those away tomorrow morning during the 7 o'clock hour. So listen tomorrow, and you'll be at Fenway on Saturday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.